In many ways, it's the claims that are for not a huge amount of money that just seem to strike a chord and everybody really notices. So it's the claim for the Kit Kat, it's the claim for the 5p carrier bag. And on Sunday, there was this very interesting revelation that James Gray, a Conservative MP, a former front bencher, had charged £60 for wreaths that he laid in his constituency. He said, "I had to go to three different ceremonies. They were £20 each, therefore I was out of pocket by £60." Other people, obviously critics, would say, "Well, surely if you go to lay a wreath, probably that money's going towards the British Legion. Surely you should want to pay that for yourself." So yes, it's the small things like that are really hitting home. But then, as you say, there are significant elements, and I think the most significant thing that we've learnt in the last 3 to 4 days from what the Daily and Sunday Telegraph have been publishing is this so-called flipping of homes. That is that under the system, MPs have to say to the Commons Authority what their main residence is and what their second residence is. And the reason for that is that it's widely accepted because MPs work both at Parliament in their constituencies, they need two homes and the state should pay for one of them. The significance there is that the second home that they declare, they are then entitled to claim under the additional costs allowance for that, for rent on that, for mortgage interest and for furniture. And what the Telegraph have shown is that MPs are flipping and they're saying one for a few months, that's my first home, for a few months, that's my second home. And what that means they can do is they can buy furniture for one house, oh, I'm going to flip it and then I can buy furniture for the other. Now, if the Daily Telegraph had not done this investigation, we wouldn't have known about that because when these expenses were meant to come out in July, the addresses of the MPs would have been redacted on the grounds of security. Fair enough, you can say that MPs need security, but equally, we would not have known about that flipping, and I think that's pretty significant.
So far, not surprisingly, Nick, it seems to be Labour that suffered the most political damage from this.
Well, the Daily Telegraph has faced criticism, and most notably on Friday from Lord Mandelson, who said this is a Conservative supporting paper that is making its main line of attack on Labour, therefore this is politically motivated. And the Telegraph have said, "Hold on, hold your horses. This is going to last some time. This is going to run over a few days. And yes, we will concentrate our fire on the Conservatives." And indeed, today they are focusing on the Shadow Cabinet with more embarrassing details. And so, from the Daily Telegraph's point of view, they will be saying, "We told you it would be everyone. And here we are, Monday, it is everyone."
There's some senior politicians involved in these allegations, including Gordon Brown himself. But his sister-in-law, the Prime Minister's sister-in-law, writes in The Guardian today, Nick.
Well, that's right. This investigation started out on Thursday night with the Daily Telegraph focusing on 13 members of the Shadow Cabinet, most notably Gordon Brown, picture on the front page of the Daily Telegraph. And the point that they were making, and they thought this was hugely embarrassing to the Prime Minister, was that he'd paid between £5,000 to £6,000 to his brother Andrew for a cleaner. And the Daily Telegraph said that didn't look terribly good. And we've got a piece by Claire Brown, who's married to Andrew Brown, the Prime Minister's brother, saying, "Look, this is not only very very innocent, it actually shows how Gordon Brown absolutely does things by the book." And what Claire Brown says in the piece is that, you know, in the mid-1990s, Gordon Brown's focus was on politics. It was on writing speeches, on writing big policy documents. It wasn't on having his flat cleaned. So brother Andrew said, "Come on, Gordon, we've got to sort this out," and said, "I'm going to sort you out with a cleaner." And Gordon Brown said, "Well, that's all very well. You can sort me out with a cleaner, but we've got to do this by the book." And so they drew up a contract. Who's drawn up a contract with their cleaner, which specified the cleaner's hours? It specified the cleaner's wages. It said, "We're going to pay your tax, we're going to pay your national insurance, you're going to have paid holiday, you're going to have all sorts of rights." Not many people do that with their cleaners. So here we are, Gordon Brown doing it absolutely scrupulously. And the point that Claire Brown is making is that this was all pointed out to the Daily Telegraph, but they didn't choose to focus on this. They're not giving these MPs any quarter. And the critics are saying that's unfair and not very balanced reporting.